Representatives Kitty Rhodes and Steve Castell say 12 school districts in the Student Achievement Guarantee in Education, or SAGE program, were exempted this year from a requirement there be one teacher for every 15 students. Castell says there's a lack of consistency in granting these waivers.
In an effort to try to make the program friendly, user-friendly, there have been exceptions made for one district and not another.
Documents provided to the audit committee include letters from the Department of Public Instruction to Amory, Beaver Dam, and Milwaukee detailing their waivers. Representative Rhodes says an audit is the best way to find out if the program is being managed well.
From classroom teachers, I hear a variety of things. For example, one, they all, of course, remain anonymous. And one said they simply pay the most expensive teacher with the SAGE money and call it SAGE. That was not the intention of the program. So I'm saying is just tell us how it works.
The 495 schools in SAGE receive $2,000 for each student who qualifies for free or reduced price lunches. But some financially strapped schools have had to eliminate SAGE because the extra money doesn't cover all the costs. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire.